Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
School bus crashes through fence, no injuries reported. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A local bus driver was driving north on Cook Road when he left the roadway, hit a berm, and went into the drainage ditch, knocking down about 30 yards of barbed wire fence and ultimately high-centering the bus. Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds said, at around 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning, while transporting 17 elementary-age students to school, the 49-year-old bus driver lost consciousness due to an unspecified medical event leading to the crash. He said the driver told first responders the last thing he remembered was picking up his last student passenger and increasing speed to the 45 mile per hour speed limit. EMS responded to the incident and evaluated the 17 children aboard the bus on scene, and no injuries were reported. They were picked up by another school district bus and transported to school. The driver of the bus was transported to Campbell County Memorial Hospital by EMS. Reynolds said that the bus sustained heavy front end damage, engine damage, and undercarriage damage. Wyoming Red Cross asks you to test your smoke alarms as you turn your clocks back this weekend. Daylight savings time ends on November 5th, and the American Red Cross of Wyoming encourages everyone to test their smoke alarms as they turn their clocks back to make sure the alarms are working. Janet Lewis, executive director of the Wyoming Red Cross, said, "Home fires claim more lives every year than all natural disasters combined, but working smoke alarms can cut the risk of dying in a home fire in half. The sooner an alarm alerts you to a fire, the sooner you can get out. When you turn your clocks back this weekend, test your smoke alarms too to prevent a tragedy in your home." Since the beginning of the year, local Red Cross volunteers responded to help with more than 115 people in Wyoming affected by over 40 home fires, which account for most of the more than 60,000 disasters that the Red Cross responds to annually across the country. Since October 2014, the Red Cross Home Fire Campaign, working with community partners, has saved at least 1,928 lives by educating families about fire safety, helping them create escape plans, and installing free smoke alarms in high-risk areas across the country. When turning back your clocks this weekend, test your smoke alarms and replace the batteries if needed. Create an escape plan and practice it with your family. You can also download the free Red Cross Emergency app by searching American Red Cross in app stores for more tips. Install smoke alarms on every level of your home, including inside and outside bedrooms and sleeping areas. Replace smoke alarms that are 10 years old or older. Follow your alarm's manufacturer instructions. Practice your 2-minute home fire escape plan. Make sure everyone in your household can get out in less than 2 minutes. The amount of time you may have to escape a burning home before it's too late. Include at least 2 ways to get out of every room and select a meeting spot at a safe distance away from the home, such as your neighbor's home or landmark like a specific tree in your front yard where everyone can meet. If you need help and you cannot afford to purchase smoke alarms or are physically unable to install one, the Red Cross may be able to help. For more information on the Wyoming Red Cross, visit the website at redcross.org. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.